You may have noticed that throughout this gospel passage there is an uncommon word found in the New Testament, but one that is repeated many times in the span of these few verses, the word secret, this being made in reference to the nature of God the Father and the way in which he regards us, that manner in which we enter into relationship with him. St. Matthew calls this a secret. In other words, that it is hidden from the sight of others. I have a fond memory as a child in the elementary school I attended in Medicine Hat, the Catholic elementary school, where in the month of March, we would have an extended celebration of St. Patrick's Day, where it was encouraged that the students were supposed to, like little leprechauns, run around and do good deeds for each other, but the challenge was to not be noticed. You were supposed to try and do things that would serve your class and your teacher and your classmates without being noticed. Now, anytime you present to a child a challenge, it's fun, no matter what. It doesn't matter what the meaning is behind it. But I have gone back and thought many times about that and realized what a valuable and important lesson that that was teaching us, whether my teachers ever meant to instruct us in this way or not, about the spiritual life. That we, in our hearts and our souls, are expanded and blessed in proportion to not being noticed for the good that we do. Now, on the one hand, we need to be affirmed. As we are growing, we need to be shown that we are doing things right, and we need to have positive reinforcement of our good and valuable behavior. But in the spiritual life, as in so many other ways, there is a paradox where our growth actually comes from not being told that we are doing well, from not being noticed and recognized and thanked and praised. Because then those things happen in secret. It is a blessing for us to go about our work, to go about our deeds of generosity and charity and piety without anyone ever noticing. Because then those are what we give to our Lord. They were for him alone. And it can bring us great joy when we realize that only he will know the good that we have just done, and that we did it motivated entirely by love of him. Now, I grant that it is difficult, especially in human settings, to feel like we are never thanked or never acknowledged for anything that we do. But the only way we can combat that natural instinct is to remember there is nothing that we do that goes unnoticed by our Father. And that when we rejoice in only being noticed by him, in having given it to him, we will never feel unappreciated or unacknowledged again. Because we will know that one day, the only true acknowledgement that matters will be offered to us through the gift of eternal life. And so today, like we little kids in our classrooms in Mother Teresa School, pretending to be little leprechauns, let us ask our Lord for the grace to go about doing good and to be pious and faithful little leprechauns who do not seek to be noticed by anyone but our Father in heaven.